I'ma get you high today. Cause it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah, yeah, come on. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah. Yo, it's my favorite day of the week. My radio's kicking David Chuck the Freak.
It's a day celebrated all across the nation. Bitches be tripping. What's up with the Asian?
Dave with the news, douchebag of the day. Report in a hot bitch, beast away.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah, yeah, come on.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah.
This is Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
Well, an old couple out in the villages in their minivan. Sinkhole opens up.
Oh, God.
That's got us, Frank.
God damn it.
Swallowed their minivan.
They're dead, huh?
Here's the story from WESH-TV.
Dave Harris, who lives nearby, says his wife had just passed through here when that van fell into the road. He was one of the people that came out to help the two in that van.
Came back outside and the van was coming and clunk, I could hear it scraping.
Dave describes happened next. A scene that you see here.
Hang on, Martha! Here we go!
Further and further.
Be ready for dinosaurs!
So I went inside again to get her, to show my wife. And by that time, the water was up halfway through the hood.
He says he saw a good Samaritan already helping those who were trapped inside.
A man there, which I assume came up the street, and he was helping the lady out first, and she handed me a couple of packages.
Thankfully, they were able to get everyone out. Harris is glad the community was able to help quickly. Officials say a water main break was to blame for this. It's been repaired, and cars can now drive over the area. Thankfully, no one was hurt. Reporting in Lake County, Paul Rivera, WESH-2 News.
That minivan.
Oh, it's a senior minivan.
Have you seen my parents' minivan?
I haven't seen that.
That thing is immaculate.
My dad's SUV?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, my grandma had a Chrysler from like 93.
Yeah.
And for about 20 years, that thing looked brand new.
They never drive it anywhere, like 5 miles
I think
a day.
The worst thing my grandma doing it is chew gum.
Yeah.
Okay, so the funny part about this story, well, I mean, it's scary for those seniors, but that old guy, Dave Harris, watched it all. He just admitted he ran back to get his wife, was like, wait, you won't believe what's happening, while someone else is helping the people.
Wow.
Sure.
Yeah.
What's he going to do?
I know, but
he could hurt himself or whatever if he tried.
I guess.
He's got one of those, like, president faces.
He does.
Yeah. He's got a president face. Yeah, he's got very clear mouth lines. Looks like George Herbert Walker Bush.
He kind of does look like a Bush, doesn't he?
Yeah, he looks like a Bush.
Yeah.
He's not a Bush. He's a Harris. But
he's a Harris.
Come look at this. These old people are dying. We're going to watch them drown. Get out of here, Benny.
They've ruined their van.
It's a tragedy.
I like the idea of the husband shouting, look out for dinosaurs, because he thinks they're going to go to the center of the earth.
Yeah.
Be ready for velociraptors and such. Start a new movie.
All right, Ella. They come from birds.
Yeah.
It'd be scary, though, for seniors to fall into a sinkhole. They're lucky it was not, you know,
anyone,
not too crazy
seniors.
Deep. But
I just love, too, that down in Florida, like a sinkhole happens and then they fix it that afternoon. And a sinkhole will happen here. And it's like 25 months.
Well, yeah.
Infrastructure here is a lot older.
There was a bottomless hole in Detroit that they just covered with plywood for
ever.
It was a long time.
It was months.
Yeah. It was over by St. Andrews.
Yep.
Mm. Yeah, we'll get to things.
Yeah, they had a downtown pit.
It was a pit.
And right, literally, as people were leaving Canada, coming into Detroit, it was a gigantic pit right there.
That's crazy.
It was there for months and months before they could fix it. Yeah, but they have pipes under there from the 1200s, and so they...
Yeah. Yeah, they do. They have wooden... These pipes are wooden.
Yep. We installed them a long time ago.
All right, this violates just about every ethics code, but someone's going to do it anyway. I want to ask quickly here, have you traded your services for sex? Because that's what this is all about. Have you traded your services, your professional services, for sex ever? You can be anonymous. You can ask for voice changing. 1-855-954-6969, toll free. 1-855-954-6969 or text 46969. This is a 22-year-old woman in New York City. I'm assuming this picture isn't her, but maybe it is. She just posted an ad on Craigslist looking for a divorce lawyer. She said, I'm a young 22-year-old girl. I made a mistake, married someone I thought I loved. He just used me to get a green card, and I need to get out of this quick. I know nothing about the process of divorce, and I don't have much money. I'm young and attractive. Maybe we can work something out?
Wow.
Jeez, what a hell of a woman.
A very strong hint on what kind of a trade she's planning to offer. She was smart enough not just to straight out say it, but she did post a photo. She says this is her on a bed in lingerie.
So the guy was the problem here, huh?
That's what she says. She said that he used me to get a green card, and I need to get out of this.
Well, wearing that outfit, she's going to get the lawyer with the craziest hair.
Oh,
so she's going to be set for life.
Yep. Those crazy-haired lawyers.
Somebody has crazy hair.
Yeah, they can't help themselves.
There's going to be a lawyer shows up looking like Coolio that's just going to get her.
How you doing, girl?
Look at this hair. I'll get you out of this.
There's no word if any divorce attorneys have taken her up on her offer yet.
I don't even know how expensive it would be if it's not.
There's no money and
there's
stuff.
There's nothing. There's almost nothing to it. Like, sex seems like a crazy thing to trade for it.
Yeah, it's real weird.
She says, I prefer someone with a good reputation and lots of experience. Email me your resume and law practice for compensation. I don't have much to offer, but let's meet up and discuss possibilities. Weird. She's got that jacket kind of, like, she's in a bra and stockings, but she's got a jacket unzipped in a way that looks like it's hiding some stuff.
Hmm. I don't know.
You don't think so?
Yeah.
You think she's hiding something? Like a third arm or something.
Do we put this up at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com? All right, you can go check it up on our website, DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com. You can get a closer look at this woman there and see what you think. But here it is in color, just so you guys can get a better look at it.
She have tattoos all over her.
Yeah, I think
stomach?
That's what they've used to. They've kind of, or maybe she did this herself. She kind of blocked out some recognizable tattoos.
Keep more anonymous.
Yeah. Because there are ones on her shoulder and ones like right
I'm guessing she's tatted up on her arms too, and that's why she has the jacket on.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe. Because it looks like there's some ink on her stomach as well.
Yeah, she's got those, like the under the boob little tattoo too.
Yeah.
So will you admit that you traded whatever you do for a living for sex? Anonymous is in Boston. You've done it.
Morning, guys.
Morning.
Support command.
What kind of services are you exchanging for sex, my friend?
I'm a mechanic.
So I think we're cutting. You're cutting out there.
Oh, sorry. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, yes. That's better. Yes. So,
I'm a mechanic that fixes cars.
Yes. All right. So you're a mechanic that fixes cars. Will women ask, or will you put that out there to them?
It's happened both times where, you know, a girl I know has spend down on money or whatever. She really needed her car fixed, and it was her idea.
Okay.
And then there's been times where I threw it out there, like, you know, oh, I could do that. You know, I know you're a little short on funds, but maybe we can work something out.
Are you
and
not
like this stuff?
Have you known all these people? Because to me, that's a real risky move as a guy saying, "Hey, maybe we can work out a deal here."
You can't do it at the office, right? Like, you got to be. That's got
to
be a.
They do it to me here all the time.
Oh yeah.
Well, so, you know, I'll use my job site to do it. You know, use the list and stuff. But that's the thing. There's been a couple I didn't know,
and it just kind of worked out that way.
Yes, it did.
I think half the time with anything in life, it's the bold have things like they experience more because they're bold. It's a bold move to out of nowhere ask someone to trade some kind of sexual favor for something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It'd just be really hard for us to be like, you want some yucks?
Yeah, yes. Can make
then
laugh.
Then I'm not Yucks funny at all and not good in bed either.
It's a double whammy.
Yuck for a...
Yuck for a...
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's a great t-shirt.
Not for a buck, but for a... Yeah. This person said, I just changed a girl's brake pads the other day for a BJ.
Wow.
I'm about to ask her if she needs a tire rotation.
Yeah, that's going to be one top-of-the-line car there.
I do.
I need my tires rotated real bad.
Super bad.
None of us in this room would obviously do this, but I'm thinking of even when I was at my brokest, my most poor, when I had to use like water to make mac and cheese. If a bigger woman had asked me to do something in exchange for like groceries or something.
Oh, no one was ever knocking on my door for any kind of sexual trade.
Yeah, no,
I guess I wasn't the object of...
I think I knew early on in my life that I was never going to be able to trade services for sex.
Yeah, yeah.
Sex for services.
No.
This person said, I'm a mechanic too. Women have come to me asking for help. They won't straight out say it, but you get the message. Someone else said, electronics repair. Actually, the whole reason I learned how to do it, he says.
The whole reason he got into it. Yeah, I mean, I guess...
It's odd.
Out of a job, but did massage on the side, did happy endings for big tips.
It's, I don't know, yeah, it's just so kind of, icky. Oh,
I feel like...
It's 100% icky.
It's totally icky. But, you know, okay, I will say this. We know it's icky when you think about it in, like, the normal sense of, I'm going to ask some random person. But don't you think a lot of this is just... Two people that actually like each other.
That want to have sex anyway.
That want to have sex. And then this is like the weird icebreaker. Like, hey, your computer's broken.
I can fix it.
I'm sure I see some of it like that. But some of it, I think, is, you know,
desperation.
Preying on desperation.
Yeah,
yeah, like, that's the thing. Preying on desperation is kind of the icky.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's definitely the icky. This person said, I took $500 off a bed bug job in exchange for sexual favors.
Ooh, best bed bug job. Oh my God.
I hope you did it at your place.
Yes. Even then. Are they crawling?
Yeah, you better show up naked.
Take your clothes off at the door.
I'm going to throw a bunch of powder on you before you come in, too.
That's for cash.
I'm going to powder you up.
Yeah, don't make bed bug trades.
Bed bugs.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Bill's in Boston. You've done this. You traded your work for sex?
Yes, but first, prepare the pecker checker.
Prepare the pecker checker.
Pecker checker.
Three Armada ride from the east. We need a pecker checker. Wheeling it. Wheeling the pecker checker. The trolls have it. Check the pecker. Check the pecker.
All right. Go ahead, man.
I met a girl that I went to high school with, and I seen her under a bar, and she asked me what I do for a living. I told her I do some plumbing and appliance repairs, and she asked me if I come over and, you know, snake out her bathroom drain because it's not draining down well. So I'm like, sure, I go over, I do the job, and by the time I'm done, I go in the other room, and she's there pretty much naked, telling me, come get your payment. And I had no idea that's what was going on, but good times.
Yeah,
he was paid.
Yeah.
Did you ever see her again after that, or that was it?
No, that was the last time I ever seen her.
So what if that was a not-so-attractive woman, and she was half-naked, or like a
come and get your payment, baby.
Would you say, put your clothes on, I only take cash?
Well, it depends if she's chewing tobacco or not.
This one's clogged.
Yeah, only chewing tobacco will stop.
Oh, okay, all right. Luckily, I'm a smoker, 40 years.
Thank you, Bill.
45
lower
years.
Standards, I guess.
Yeah.
Here's an interesting one. Hairstylist here. I gave someone a topless haircut in my home. No sex or anything, but I was covered in hair, so I let him watch me shower after. Like, what, for money?
I don't know.
Then he moved my apartment.
No, then he moved her. Like, he moved her. So he moved all of her furniture and stuff.
Oh, man. You can watch me shower if I had to move. Yes. You watch me shower nude if you're going to help me move. Oh, my God, yes. Here, hop in the shower. There you go.
Hop in the shower. Well, David,
you're going to wash Dave. For me? Dude, you can wash me up for moving me. I'll give you the worst haircut of your life.
Moving is like the worst thing in the world.
Yeah, it is the worst thing.
Someone said, I pulled over to change a tire for a woman on the side of 94. So just being a nice dude, and she offered him a BJ for doing it.
Wow. You know, okay.
Some people are just bold with their...
Yeah, they are.
Asking of stuff. It's crazy to me.
So, Sierra, we're talking about people trading services for sex. Have you done something like this?
I have not, but I used to work for a chiropractor that used to do it all the time in his office. It was a really small office, too, so we used to use Yahoo Messenger to say, like, hey, the next patient is here, so we didn't have to, like, call her across the office. And, like, he would ignore our messages, and you could hear him, like, having sex in the office.
No. Oh, my God.
Yeah, and at one point, so I was new to working there and still learning about HIPAA laws, and at one point, this guy kept calling about his wife and kept asking, like, has she been in, and I was like, no, I'm, like, looking at the schedule. I'm like, no, I haven't seen her. The last time she was in was this day. Like, not knowing I shouldn't be giving this info out. And the doctor found out that I said this and, like, hopped on a plane that day and left for Florida because he had been hooking up with his wife for exchange for a chiropractor service. It was really wild.
Wow.
Holy that's how, hell. The that's horniest chiropractor in the land.
Yeah, that's how addicted you get to chiropractor.
Feels so good.
Yeah.
Crack me.
I got the heck out of there.
Yeah, that's a good idea, Sierra.
Not the place to work.
Not the most above board chiropractor out there.
When they're banging people.
But here's the other side of it. This guy says, I'm a doctor, and all the time I get offered. So, like, people offer him sex in exchange for...
Drugs, probably.
Drugs, I guess.
Oh. That's got to be it, right?
The
drug is... Got that magic pad.
It's not
pad.
For the physical, yearly physical.
Yeah, you got that magic pad.
Come on. Check me over.
Have so sex with me and hit my knee with your hammer. Thanks.
Thank you.
Well, let's do this.
This guy said, I just bought 2.5 acres in South Florida that needs to be cleared. Most of my estimates have been about 10 grand to have it done. I'm just waiting for a landscape guy to be like, well, can we work something out? He said, and I'm a straight dude.
If you can save 10 grand, you'll
some
do.
Some are big jobs, you know?
Yep. Let's go to Dan. Hi, Dan. How are you?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Penis Falls.
Penis, have you traded services for sex?
So I am a, not now. I used to be a water delivery driver, and I was in the east side of Detroit, and I had a customer who I was supposed to be picking up her equipment. She was past due on her bill, and she said, well, maybe there's something we could work out. So one thing led to another, and yeah.
Wait, how much water were you delivering?
Tons.
So, on average, I can't say I know the exact amount, but I think anywhere on average is the 5-gallon jug. So, anywhere from 3 to 5 a month, depending.
How much would
now, this only happened.
How much is 3 to 5 gallons of water a month?
I can tell you, I know her account had to be passed due by at least $250.
Oh, okay.
But the thing is, it's not like, you know, she didn't get anything out of it, with the exception of maybe an extra month or so, you know, it's not like I cleared her account or anything.
Right, you just drove away that day.
Yeah.
She got to keep her cooler, keep her water. I can't say I ever seen her again.
Sex
it was a
for cold
occasion.
Water? Honestly, yes. You're going to trade crazy. Sex for cold water.
How hot is it?
Well, that's what we're all going to be doing in about 10 years.
Yeah, exactly.
So here's Dave in Cape Coral. He said, I was a repo man. I've been offered sex all the time, men and women, to keep their car. And yes, I've accepted. Women, not men. He said, I'm a straight guy. Someone said, I'd sleep with my dentist to get my $8,000 worth of dental work I need. Insurance won't cover it.
Damn. Some bad insurance you got there.
You're a desperate man if your car's being repoed and you're like, listen, man, what can I do for you here? Can I jerk you off?
Look, fella, I need that car. Don't you take my Renegade.
Well, what kind of deal can we work out here?
I'm going to go right down on you.
Right down and start some ideas.
I'll go right down on you. I'll dance for you, whatever you want.
Renegade is important.
Whatever you want. It's got heated seats.
Talk about it a lot.
I've never had it so good.
No.
I'll get right to it. Look, I'm taking
my... Oh, my God. You're getting
I'll
naked.
Just robe right now.
Oh, my God.
You're getting naked in the street.
I'll let you take me.
All right.
Let you repo this ass.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my Lord Almighty, yeah. Above.
Just Pete,
joking.
Pete's, yeah, jokes. Of course, we know. Pete's a paramedic. He's in Boston. Good morning, Pete.
Jokes. Hey, how's it going?
Good. So does this happen in your trade, too?
Absolutely. So we cover a lot of the colleges in the Boston area. And so we get a lot of drunk kids we have to take to the hospital. And they're, you know, the campus security will pick them up and give them to us. So when they get into our trucks, a lot of times it's these really drunk girls who always be like, well, can I do something to get out of this? And the problem is, like, yeah, they're young and attractive, but like, they're usually absolutely covered in throw up.
So that's a downside.
Yeah, and you're like, you're real pretty, but I'm good. Yeah. I'm real good.
You're covered in vomit, lady.
Yeah, you are covered in vomit, you dirty bitch. Mm.
No, you can't take that. It's a vomit lady. But I mean, you can't take it anyway.
Always hold them down.
Yeah. State cop said, you wouldn't believe how many women propositioned me. He says, I'm 6'2", 230, tattoos. Sometimes I wonder about tossing my job for some of these ladies.
Don't do that.
The
pension, baby.
Yeah, that's right. Think about your pension. Every time you get a hot lady hitting on you, think about your pension.
Yep. Protect and serve.
This guy who texted said, I'm somewhat of a jack of all trades. Anything from working on cars to remodeling homes. I've had this happen to me at least 5 or 6 times. Twice with the same woman having car issues. The other times were with people I had no relationship with and didn't know until I got there to do the job. He says, so it definitely does happen.
It's crazy to literally not have a single service anyone would be willing to trade any kind of sexual favor for.
You don't know computer stuff.
Not enough.
Nothing
to offer.
You know?
Other than some giggles. Like giggles and orgasms. That's all I can give you.
Giggles and orgasms.
I'll take them.
That's Andy Green. Get that on your business card. Yeah. Giggles and orgasms, Inc. Voice changing technology as we go to Anonymous here. Hi, Anonymous. We're talking about exchanging your services for sex. Have you done it?
Absolutely.
Okay.
How's she going, eh?
What kind of business are you in?
All right. So I want to say the most profitable business for sexual favors is being a drug dealer. The most women with boyfriends, they don't care. They will do anything for a free bag of blow.
Yeah. Oh, well, yeah. Especially drug dealer. Blow.
Blow's huge with the willing to bang for it.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
I mean, isn't that just, that's like the number one trick in the book.
Tale is old as time.
You know? That's the oldest trick in the book.
Yeah. Drugs for sex.
Yeah.
That's what started it
all.
Music didn't work out, sell blow.
Yeah. Weed dealers have it that...
I don't think people are as desperate.
That's what I mean.
Oh, I'm sure they don't have it.
I mean, I think they have, but I think that's more of a willing...
Even when
they don't want it anyway.
That's what I mean. Like, they like
sad to bang for a bag.
Yeah,
of
even when you're focused, you can afford weed.
Yeah, right.
It's like banging for a 40 or something.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
You've never done that?
That's the only way I drink 40s.
Okay, yeah, that's what I thought.
Giving my body to somebody.
That's what I thought.
This guy says, I used to work construction. I was laying tile in a bathroom and shower. On the last day, I went to finish the grouting on the floor. The shower was done the day before. 25-year-old woman, smoking hot. I said, hey, everything's done. She comes into the bathroom fully naked and says, oh, you look dirty. Want to try out the shower with me? Best sex I've ever had. She was a freak. Best part is I still got paid. Well, that's not a trade. That's just a horny housewife.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Hey, hon, how was the plumber today? Was he all right? Was everything work out?
Yeah. Poor guy.
Yeah,
know,
exactly.
Right? Poor guy.
Thanks so much for paying for it.
No problem. You know me, babe. Always paying for stuff. Want to have some sex?
No, I'm so super tired.
That's fine. You got to get your beauty rest. Totally understand that.
Shower works great.
That's great. We need you to stay clean there. Hey, you got some conditioner on the side of it or something.
Oh, yeah, just don't wipe that.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Another one said, exchange my painting services for sex. She asked if I could paint her ceilings in exchange for painting her walls, if you catch my drift.
Hmm. Well, it's hard not to catch a drift when you say that.
Yeah, absolutely. Here's a guy that says, I was a cable guy about 20 years ago. I used to go hook up with this chick. She would trade full service for full service. Mm. I would go back when she wasn't home and disconnect her just so I could come back and get another full service.
Damn things on the fritz again.
Or, oh, they must have found out something happened.
Yeah, that's what it is. But I know the secret to get you back online.
Oh, my God.
Get you watching HBO in no time.
You need a hero, a cable hero, little lady.
Here's another one I've done.
I love a cable hero.
Pest control in exchange for sex.
Mm. See, that's where it gets real weird, because you got pests.
You can go buy. Yeah, exactly.
You got pests and mice, and you can buy a mousetrap.
So many things you could just go buy.
Get you some Raid.
Go to Lowe's or Home Depot.
I think what you're realizing is that some people just, the value of their own sexual body is very low.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. They don't put the same value on their bits.
No.
Pool repair service technician. Have traded sex for service many a time. Love you guys. Florida Caveman. Here's another one that said, male nurse. I'm offered sex by women every single day. But that's just, like, what service is he going to give them? He, as a nurse, he can't write prescriptions or anything. What are they just looking for sex with them?
Yeah, you're just going to check their blood pressure.
I've got one of those. I've got one of those machines.
You can just go right down to the CVS there. Put your arm in the thing, lay down in the chair. For Christ's sakes, giving away your vagine for the old.
Yeah, those ladies are doing it wrong. Antonio, a few more quick calls here. We're talking about exchanging your services for sex like this woman wants in her Craigslist ad. She's looking for a divorce lawyer, and hence she'll pay in sex. Have you done it before?
No, I haven't. What I've done is I've had someone come on out. I went to go give them a price on some work, and it was an older lady, probably in her 80s. And as I was at her front door to give her a price, she looked at me, started playing with her tits, and said, maybe we can work out a deal. These are real, by the way, at least in her 80s.
Oh, no.
Seen in my life.
Oh, no,
oh,
dude.
Yeah.
Oh, imagine that.
She could juggle them.
Oh, she got that.
Looks like there's three of them.
Yeah, you grab the middle one when I toss it to you.
Oh, God.
It's like, feels like a bowling pin.
Oh,
no. No.
No.
Yeah, I'm sure it's not all good. It's not amazing, right? All the people that are offering up.
No.
Nope.
Chuck, here's someone says they need an ant farm started. Can we work something out? Looking to you.
There you go. That's
once
skills,
again,
ant farm skills.
Yeah. Mm. Just gotta go on eBay.
There's a male nurse, never received a single offer, never will.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, man. Yep. Used to own a tanning salon. Get paid a lot in sex. That's why I don't own it anymore. Oh, like he took so much sex that he couldn't pay the bills?
Or he
got caught,
settled down with somebody, and it was like, dude, I can't have that place. It's too.
It's the other thing that's so cheap is to go tan.
Right?
I don't know.
You know, I mean, it was never expensive.
No, and here's another one. In Cape Coral, detailed a car, had no money for a tip, traded sex or BJs. It was great.
$80.
That's the tip. Like, not even
had
money to pay, but not enough for the tip. Then you just can't tip that
day. It's just someone who wants to have sex with you.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, exactly. In a lot of cases, it's just someone who really wants to have sex with you, and they're just like, they offer it.
Excuse.
Up.
Just for car detail. That's wild.
Wow, and this last one here was offered sex from a bride's mother in exchange for catering a wedding.
That's expensive to cater a wedding.
Yeah, it is. But
mom's offering up her bits for your wedding?
Can you at least make a big pot of chili or something?
I'm going to have to insist on getting paid.
Oh, come on. I can do some real freaky stuff. I got metal hips. These things twist all the way. Look at that.
Look at that.
Look at that.
Does that
look
come right out?
Yeah, look right in there. Oh. Yeah.
I see you don't shave.
No, full bush. But I'm just asking for a big pot of chili to make my daughter's special day.
God. You know what? We can work on that.
Sweet.
Big pot of chili.
Nothing says a classy wedding like a big pot of chili.
What a big old pot of wedding chili.
Come on.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Subscribe to Dave and Chuck the Freak's daily download and get the Peep Show podcast, Idiot Criminal of the Day, and more all in one place. Sign up now at DaveandChuckTheFreak.com.
A fireman stripper visited an old age home to grant the wish of an 89-year-old British woman. They said, okay, what do you want for your birthday? She said
Leg
she
and
wanted.
Farm.
That's basically what she
Leg
said.
And farm.
He had to have a large chest and big biceps.
I want to touch him.
There she is there. She's 89 years old. Her name is Joan. She made the request for a visit from a male stripper. She and her 84-year-old friend, who only would say she was Pauline, were delighted when this fireman stripper showed up.
She was hoping for someone hotter.
Yeah, she's not really.
Well, he's a British stripper.
You know what, though? Oof. I think, I know, but I think it's almost, I wonder if it works the same way. Like, old guys will see a girl that's a four, who's in her 20s, and they think that she's just gorgeous.
To her, he's got to be an eight, right?
Yeah. That's what I'm thinking.
So here's
I'm
a
hoping.
Little taste of
oh,
his
wow, he did,
routine. Yeah.
Did he put her legs up and do the whole...
Oh, it's a,
oh he's going to flip her chair over.
Oh, so he's stripping for her. Oh, she wants a big hug from him.
I want to put it...
take it out. Let me get it.
Come on.
Take it out.
Pull it right out, cowboy. Oh, no. You're getting more than you bargained for.
Oh my God. The video shows him waving his belt around his head as a group of elderly women watch on. After this all happened, Joan said, I thought he was amazing. I wish he could come every day. Visit. I'm sure
every day.
Visit. He made me feel like I was young again. I loved every second of it.
I bet she did.
So this came off the senior home wishing tree, where they can wish for whatever they want. Other wishes have taken them to the beach, shopping trips, and afternoon tea, but this...
Fireman strip.
That's a good idea.
Write it down.
This stripper. Randy lady wanted a fireman stripper. There
I want
he
a
is
penis
there.
In my face.
Yeah, that's all I want.
And she, oh my God, look how low her boobs are sitting.
Yeah, she's 80 low.
I know, but they should be there, right? They are down yonder.
They're big, and she's never worn a bra.
Yeah, she doesn't care about a bra.
She hasn't worn a bra in 75
she's
years.
She's putting her hands all over them.
Look at the granny behind.
I'm looking at his ass.
Look at his little beak.
I'm looking right at his butt.
Yeah.
The manager of this retirement home said most people expect life in a retirement home to be a certain way. Residents watching television, doing a bit of knitting. But here at Glastonbury Court, we try and make it fun and fulfilling. There's no limitations to what can be fun.
I think it's awesome. I think it's awesome.
Good for them.
Absolutely.
I'd hate my life of just every once in a while going to play bingo and waiting to die.
Dude, if I was in a senior home, every time there was a wishing tree, they'd be like, Mr. Green.
What?
I just want prostitutes. What did you... You said it's a wishing tree.
Drugs
it's
and
my
prostitutes.
Number one. Yeah, the, read the other ones. Drugs. Drugs and whores.
It's a tequila.
Tequila, fine. Tequila, drugs, whores. Guess what? Mr. Green filled out everyone's wish card again.
I snuck down here in the middle of the night, took everybody's wishes off, filled it with my own.
Yep.
Sick of it.
Guaranteed win. I'm going to win again.
It's another British story, but I think they sell these dolls in the States, too. The LOL surprise dolls.
Oh, yeah.
Are you
Stella
familiar with
loves
them?
Them.
Okay, well,
loves
Chuck,
them.
You may want to pull down the pants because parents...
I'm not going to pull
well,
any pants down.
Parents have been shocked because these dolls have genitals.
What?
Yes, the LOL dolls. Parents have been sharing their outrage when their kids discover the boy dolls have genitals.
That's the surprise.
That's the LOL surprise.
That's
they
why
got dolls.
Yeah, look how small it is.
So the surprise element of these dolls also includes the fact you don't know which gender you're going to get until it's taken out of the box. However, parents have taken to social media to say they were surprised that the male dolls have a sculptured penis and testicles in the genital area and the girls have a hole.
What?
Some say it's not appropriate for younger kids because the toy states ages 3+.
Is this real?
Well, there's pictures of it here.
There you go.
Whoa, little balls.
Little wee balls.
Little wee balls on me.
What the?
Yeah, she bought a boy one today, and it had a tiny little penis on it.
Tiny little. Look at that little bump. Little balls. Little hangers.
Someone said on Twitter, why the F do the male surprise dolls have male genitals and detailed as F, too? One said, considering the majority of your consumers are little girls, this probably needs to change. This is a huge fail. Just keep the genital area flat. The people behind the toy said that the feature was added to reflect real life, but in a kid-appropriate way.
Did they? That's crazy. They really thought to do this?
They said their dolls have been and will continue to be anatomically correct. They say, we believe in the importance of clarity and authenticity with our products and our customers, and this approach has been carried through all of our products over the past 40 years. In our doll category, anatomically correct dolls have been available for a few years.
God, I feel like it's just some perv back in the
back
in the design place,
sculpting tiny little.
Why
wieners?
Do you need to make that?
Like, it doesn't even. It's not anatomically correct. It's just.
That's exactly what mine looks like.
Oh my god! Oh my lord!
LOL surprise!
LOL. You will be laughing. That's for sure. You will be laughing out loud when you see this.
LOL surprise.
That's my little LOL surprise. Surprise! It's not much. It looks like a small child's doll.
That's my LOL surprise.
Oh man, huh? Sometimes it hurts. A little too close to home when I look at that photo.
LOL surprise.
Yeah. Thank God I don't have a skirt on.
What is
That's it, Andy.
Charlie.
Yeah, look,
I scope the balls on toes. I scope little balls on toes.
Did someone carve them out like at first? Yeah.
Someone was
making the molds for the little ball dolls.
There's a mold maker that carved out tiny little balls.
Yeah.
Tiny little tiny berries and twigs.
Yeah.
That is nuts.
Muffins.
Literally.
But yeah, other parents are saying, what's the big deal? It's body parts. There's nothing offensive about this. Teach your kids proper terms. And yes, there is a difference between boys and girls.
Yeah, it's just odd to me. Like, it's not.
Well, you didn't give the thing toes.
No, you're right. There's no toes. Jeez,
like, that's gonna be
you give it toes and you.
If you got to give it balls, you got to give it toes. That's just.
Right.
Probably gonna set this hen that needed a wiener. He was pleasing Barbie all the time.
You're gonna if you're going to give it balls, you got to give it toes.
Yeah,
you
give it a great toes. Point. Yeah.
Give it a butthole, really go for broke.
What are you doing?
Come on, LOL.
But it is odd because that's where they drew the line.
Yeah.
You know, they're like. It doesn't have toes. It doesn't have a butt.
Yeah.
It just has, you know, your front genitals.
Oh, I'm going to be a busy man scoping all these toes and butts and holes.
I know. Get to work.
Yeah. That's weird, the guy who designed them.
But yeah, no, Stella likes these things. Now I got to ask her if she even knows.
Well, she's probably never pulled the pants down,
she
right?
probably hasn't.
She would have no idea. Hmm. Consider that a good thing, I guess.
Jeez.
Yeah.
But you know why these things work is because they've done the same thing as those surprise. It's like those surprise toys. You know, like
a blind box.
You don't know what you're going to get.
You don't know what's inside. You open the thing, you have no idea what's in there.
Which is
and
like
then they get you to collect
it. A brilliant marketing idea right out of the get-go. So many toys do it now.
Yeah.
Lego does. There's all sorts of things.
The first experience with gambling, really.
You know what?
That's kind of what it is.
At the side of the story, it's another story. That Poundland's always making headlines because now they've got a game called Willy Wars.
Mm.
Okay, we've got to hear more about this game.
Look at
this. Oh my God, James.
Who's the best tosser?
Toss rings around.
They have a mail order website because I need to buy this game.
They have to. The game involves wearing a giant inflatable penis around your waist with fellow players aiming to land a plastic hoop around it.
For me.
I know.
Somebody go to Pound Town and buy
who's
it
the
me.
Best tosser? You know, tosser.
Yeah, tosser. Yeah.
Jerker.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Poundland, you are dirty.
What's the game called?
Tosser means something different.
It's called Willy Wars.
Willy Wars, James. Willy.
I just like the idea of Ken having to go to England to get this thing.
It's like burr, 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 burr.
And since it's a dollar store, I'm like, we're gonna need like 10 of them because they're gonna break real quick.
Oh yeah,
I'm here in Pound Town, just whores. What do you mean? Oh, Pound Land? Oh, Pound Land is different. Pound Land.
We send our promotions director to Pound Town.
Now look for your dick wars.
You can't.
All I have is
you can't get it on Amazon.
Oh, there's just pudding everywhere. Everything's pudding.
Tins and pudding.
It's all tins and puddings, James.
Well, thanks for looking, Ken.
You know me. Always trying to be a people pleaser.
You guys are real hilarious.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.